This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zecha Nishmas Imi Marosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zecha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. In Parshas Kisavai, we have the long section of curses known as the Teichecha, where Moshe is warning Klal Yisrael what will happen to them if they do not keep the mitzvahs. The Or HaChaim asks, why is there a need to repeat these threats after the Torah already told us the curses in the Teichecha and Parshas Bechukosai? Once we have the Teichecha of Parshas Bechukosai, why the need for another Teichecha in Parshas Kisavai? And secondly, in Parshas Bechukosai, the Teichecha ends with words of consolation. In Perek Havav, Pasuk Mem Dalad, the Pasuk says, Va'afgam zoit be'eretz aveihem, lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chaloisam. Even when you are in Golos, in the land of your enemies, I will not totally destroy you, because v'zacharti lohem bris rishonim. I will remember the bris I made with the Shvatim, that I will not totally destroy you. The Teichecha in Parshas Bechukosai ends with words of consolation, which is not the case in the Teichecha in Parshas Kisavai. Why the difference? The Or HaChaim answers by asking another question. Why in the Teichecha of Parshas Bechukosai is it written in the plural? Afani es azois lochem, lochem in the plural. Vivkadati aleichem, aleichem in the plural. Vinosati ponai bochem, bochem in the plural. All the curses are written in the plural, unlike Parshas Kisavai where they are written in the singular. Oru ato bevayecha, oru ato b'seisecha. Yishalach Hashem b'cha es hame'ero. All b'loshni yachid. Says the Or HaChaim that the Teichecha in Parshas Bechukosai is referring what will happen to Klal Yisrael if Klal Yisrael as a tzibur will sin. And that is why it is written B'loshen Rabbah, as opposed to the Teichecha in Parshas Kisavai, which is referring to if individuals will sin, hence the Loshen Yochid. With this distinction, we can now understand why the Teichecha in Parshas Bechukosai ends with words of consolation. Because no matter how far Klal Yisrael as a tzibur will slip and stray, there is a guarantee that Klal Yisrael as a nation will never cease to exist. And that's why the Teichecha in Parshas Bechukosai ends with V'af Gamzois Be'eretz Aveihem L'ma'astim V'le'ga'altim L'chaloisa, as opposed to Parshas Kisavai, which deals with an individual who sins, as expressed by the Lashon Yochid. He will not be as fortunate, because there is no such assurance for an individual that he won't cease to exist. And that is why in Parshas Kisavai, it does not end with the consolation. The Alter von Kelem uses this concept to explain an apparent contradiction regarding the nature of Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, it is considered a yontif, where we dress in fine clothing and we eat enjoyable meals. On the other hand, the tone of the day is serious, where Sifrei Chaim Umesim are psuchim before Hashem. The Alter explains this apparent stira with the idea that we just said from the Or HaChaim. The simcha and festivity of the day is because we are confident in Hashem's mercy toward us as a tzibur. But the fear of the day comes from each individual who recognizes that he personally does not have that guarantee. But the Bali Musar writes that nevertheless, one who attaches himself to a tzibur, one who is needed by the tzibur, will share the schusim of the tzibur and will also be inscribed for a shana taiva. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says, if you keep the mitzvahs, then v'ro'u kol ame ha'oretz ki shem Hashem nikra olecha v'yor mimecha. All the nations of the world will see that Hashem's name is proclaimed over you, and they will fear you. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Vav says, Rav Elezer HaGadol Omer, Eilu tefillin shel b'roish. The nations of the world, when seeing your tefillin shel b'roish, will fear you. With regard to tefillin, there is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch concerning wearing tefillin on Chol Hamoed, where the Mechaber Or HaChaim Siman Lamed Aleph Sif Beis writes, B'chol Hamoed Osur lo haniach tefillin. However, Amor argues, V'yesh Omrim, She'chol Hamoed Chayev b'tefillin, V'chein Noyagin. The Rama holds that the minig is to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. It is brought down in the name of the Paneach Raza and also the Marshal, a proof to the Shita of the Rama that Chol Hamoed is Chayev b'tefillin. Tosfos says that the name Hashem Shakai is represented on the tefillin with the shin that appears on the sides of the tefillin shel b'roish. Shin is also b'gematria 300, representing the number of days in a year that one puts on tefillin. In a solar year, there are 365 days. There are 52 Shabbosos in that year where one is exempt from wearing tefillin. There are also 13 days of Yontif, which are also exempt from tefillin. 4 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 1 day Yom Kippur, and 4 days Sukkot, totaling 13 days of Yontif. If you subtract from the 365 days the 52 Shabbosos and the 13 days of Yontif, you end up with 300 days of wearing tefillah, represented by the shin on the Shel Rosh. This works well with the Shita of the Ramah, that one wears tefillin on Chol Hamoed. However, according to the Mechaber, who is of the opinion that Chol Hamoed is exempt from tefillin, we would have to deduct all the days of Chol Hamoed from the calculation, and then there would be less than 300 days of wearing tefillin, which would not correspond correctly with the shin on the tefillin Shel Rosh.